B-Pod Studios.
Thursday, you only mean one thing. We get a visit from the great Hembo from ESPN's Get Up show, and there are some statistics he's going to unveil this week that I love, and a couple of them not that crazy, man. Hembo, how you doing?
Yo, we did it again, baby.
Yes.
It's hard to believe.
It is hard to believe. You must be like holding sway.
Over the moon.
ESPN family.
And I'm holding it down over here, representing the Philly group here on the show. These guys can't fathom how the Eagles keep winning. I got to keep setting them straight.
You could be a good luck charm.
That's
man.
Right.
You're teaching those guys a lot of things about NFL football and this team and the character of this team. But let's get into the statistics here. Now, you point out this is like a classic statistic. I love this statistic, okay? The Eagles' pass rush is going to have to get home quick. Why?
I'll give you the single most important number in this game, Mikey Miss. That number is 2.5, as in the number of seconds the Eagles' pass rush will need to get home. Drew Brees went 12 of 13 passing for 3 touchdowns on attempts within 2.5 seconds in Week 11 against the Eagles, and he was only pressured on 2 of those dropbacks. But the Eagles registered a pass rush win rate within 2.5 seconds 65% of the time last week in Chicago, the best of any team on Wild Card Weekend. And for the season, the Saints produced the worst pass block win rate of any team.
Stat number one is Eagles have a strength getting to the quarterback quicker, and the Saints have not protected as well.
Conventional wisdom suggests that the Saints protect Drew Brees well because the sack totals are so low. That is much more a byproduct of the offense and much less a byproduct of the effectiveness of the offensive line.
All right. Now, we know how the Saints ran all over the Eagles in that first meeting. There was a key guy that was missing there. So give me the stats on the rushing attack that might be different this time with the Eagles against.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The Eagles allowed a season-high 173 rush yards to the Saints in that game. And the Saints exploited a weakness on the left side of the Eagles' defensive line. 132 of those yards came on attempts to that side, 89 of which were on 13 attempts outside the tackle. And on 9 of those 13 rushes, Mikey Miss, an Eagles defensive back made the tackle. Not a lineman and not a linebacker.
Okay, so what's changed? The change, I guess, is their linebackers look really good. Bradham was all over the field. Hicks was all over the field. But Jernigan is in that spot now.
Timmy Jernigan makes a huge, an enormous difference for the Eagles. On plays in which he's on the field, the Eagles are allowing 2.5 yards per rush over the last month. He provides an enormous lift for that group and makes everyone along that defensive front better. You couldn't watch last week and disagree with that notion. He's going to make a huge difference this week,
no doubt. Stat number three, where the Eagles have the edge is in that so-called 12 personnel. Why?
Since Nick Foles became the starter, Eagles have struck gold with 12 personnel on offense. That's one running back, two receivers, and two tight ends. According to the NFL's Next Gen Stats, Foles has completed 86% of his balls with a passer rating of nearly 130 in that grouping. And that's because Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert create matchup nightmares. 30% of Foles' targets and 12 personnel have been to wide open pass catchers, meaning 5 or more yards of separation. That's nearly twice the figure when the Birds are in the traditional 11 personnel set.
All right, so do the Saints cover the tight end? Are they capable coverage guys, linebackers and such?
They are, but one thing that's really interesting that I found is that the Saints' defensive backs cover tight ends much less effectively than their linebackers do, and they play with 5 defensive backs more than practically any team in the league. So if Doug Peterson can scheme correctly, getting Goddard and or Ertz onto defensive backs, that's a matchup issue for the Saints, especially between the seam. That's definitely something to watch here.
Good stat. All right, let's go now. This is a bad stat. And this is the rest factor. Not only coming off the bye, but the Saints have been kind of in their easy chairs for a while now, haven't they?
They have, with seemingly every built-in advantage in this game. Not only are they at home coming off a bye, but they also played week 16 and 17 at home. So they haven't had to travel since December 17th after a Monday night win in Carolina. There have been 28 instances in which a team hosted a playoff game off a bye and played each of their last 2 regular season games at home. And Mikey Miss is not pretty for the Eagles. Those teams won 20 of those games, with their average win coming by nearly 19 points.
20 of 28.
Yeah.
And the 20 is an average by nearly 19. Not good.
Not good at all. But it should come as no surprise that really good teams at home on a lot of rest do better. Not surprising at all.
Let's go with the line factor. Your last stat is always about the line. The Saints, a current 8-point favorite. What's it mean?
It's not necessarily bad news for Eagles fans, especially if you're betting the game. So in the Super Bowl era, 36 different head coaches have coached at least 40 games as a touchdown favorite. Sean Payton's record in those games is 41-16. That might sound good, but it's actually the worst winning percentage of that entire group. And his teams have covered the number in less than half of those games.
Wow. All right. Fighting chance, it sounds like. But I got before I leave you here, there's this little thing called ESPN's Power or Football Power Index. Now, I just want to read this here. In FPI's view, this is the best team in the playoffs facing the worst team in the playoffs. It should be a blowout.
That's how FPI feels, but you know what FPI doesn't calculate into its formula?
What's that?
Magic, Mikey Miss. We got no stats for Magic
there
in our
it is,
database.
The Magic Carpet Ride.
That's right.
Now, wait a minute. Greenberg dropped the Magic Carpet Ride the other day on show.
He did.
Did that come from you?
It's a whole new world.
Hembo, always a pleasure,
you
man.
Got it,
we'll
baby.
Talk to
You're
you.
A good man.
There it is. Hembo. There it is. Hembo tipped him.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.